Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Have you noticed the local headlines this past week have been sensational, sad, heroic, and at some point merging with national news? First off, I noticed that March Madness has begun, and my Rotary Club is once again using the NCAA tournament as a fundraiser. But before you basketball fans get too carried away, my take on college basketball is that the money raised by any service club is likely to be more important than the tournament itself. Service clubs and charities raise real money for people with tangible needs. On the other hand, watching basketball is pretty non-utilitarian, unless you're just like screaming your head off when your favorite team wins or loses and deeming it psychologically cathartic. In my view, sports should tease out our participation. For example, we would all benefit from going out and shooting a few hoops, even if we aren't Michael Jordan. It would give us exercise, burn calories, and, unless we take ourselves too seriously, create camaraderie with other players. I also notice that while money does gain notoriety and perhaps envy, it does not make you a good person. The sordid story of real estate heir Robert Durst has been turned into an HBO series called The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. Durst's story and countless others prove that while having money does not always make you popular, it does increase your chances of hiring fancy lawyers and being acquitted. This guy seems to have a habit of making ex-wives, neighbors, and key witnesses disappear or turn up dead. He is once again being charged with murder, and this time it seems his lawyers will have to do a lot of legal gymnastics to get him acquitted, as they did last time when he admitted to shooting and dismembering an elderly neighbor. Self-defense, he said. Would it not be ironic and a bit satisfying if he was convicted and ultimately tracked down, with the end result of bringing justice to Karen Mitchell and her family? Time will tell. But I'd like to hear what you think about any lawyers who would defend such a miscreant. I know, it's legally necessary to defend such a monster, but that which is legal is not necessarily moral. Finally, I'll close with a story that might be characterized as a U-catastrophe, a catastrophe that produces ultimate good. I was saddened to hear about the father from Montana who died rescuing his son from the surf at Black Sands Beach near Shelter Cove. Apparently, his son was swept off a rock into the ocean, and the father made a successful attempt to rescue his son from drowning by pushing him up out of the water to safety. But in the end, the dad surrendered his own life to the sea. Sad, yes, but ultimately not catastrophic. It's a good catastrophe because any normal parent would gladly exchange their own life for that of their child. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. How much more for one's own son? This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.